As one player arrives at the Blues, another departs. Eddie Betts set for a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal at the Crows. Joining us to tell us more, his manager, Ned Guy. Ned, nice to talk to you on Trade Radio.
Afternoon, Tristan, Marty.
Hello, Ned. How are you?
Very well, mate.
Hey, Ned, you've been wheeling and dealing over the past few days. What's the latest? Both Carlton announcing that he's seeking opportunities as far as free agency goes. We understand Adelaide Crows, his preferred destination.
Yeah, that's right. Word travels pretty quickly. We had a catch-up with the footy department at Carlton this morning and let them know that he was looking to activate his right to free agency and field some offers once the free agency window opens, and his preferred choice is going to be Adelaide if we can get there.
Now, Ned, it's an interesting one, and I think you've played it quite well throughout the year and kept him out of contract. But the one thing in the market at the moment, and you hear very different scribes out there suggesting his role. So ideally, he goes to the Adelaide Crows. His role at Adelaide, is he a crumbing forward? Is he a player that'll play out of the square predominantly on his own? How do you think he's going to fit into their structure?
Oh, I think Big Tex will probably take the square. I think he's got rights to first dibs on that. Eddie's an interesting one. He's a small, but he's also very damaging on the lead. He's a great crummer, but he can play sort of both those roles. I think he can fit into a forward line pretty well with a Jared Petrenko, who's forward 50 defensive pressure. He's up there with the best of them, and I think those two could work pretty well in tandem.
And the talks with Adelaide, has this been a new thing, Ned? We're talking to Ned Guy, the agent of Eddie Betts. Eddie crossing over to Adelaide in the free agency period. Is this something that's been on the go for a little while? Have talks been open for some time, and Eddie's a player that they've wished to attract to their football club for some time?
Oh, yeah, there's been interest there sort of throughout. I think most clubs, you know how it works, Marty. We speak to most clubs throughout the year about most players, and on a needs basis, they'll have more interest in some players than others. And Adelaide, obviously, with the draft sanctions, don't have any early draft picks this year. So they've got to focus on bringing in talent, as well as they can throughout this next little trade period. And they identified Eddie and thought, there might have been an option. Eddie's got family over in Adelaide. His father's there. And they just thought it might be a nice little fit for Eddie to come across. And as things sort of pan out, it looks like it could be a good fit.
And Ned, you've recently joined McDonald Sports Management with Alex McDonald. Looking back on your past 12 to 24 months, you must have watched on quite proudly seeing clients Jonathan Simpkin and Jack Gunston succeed on the big stage on grand final day.
Yeah, a couple of really good stories for those boys who, originally were at other clubs. I think this time last year, Joffy Simpkin was sipping a Corona over in Bali without a club, and fast forward 12 months, he's a premiership player, played in two in a week. I think his head's still spinning from that. And to see Jack perform the way he did last Saturday, the credit to the development, the Crows did a fantastic job developing him. And then Graham Wright, at Hawthorn, thought he was a nice little fit, could compliment Buddy and Ruffy. Which he did for the past 2 years.
And Ned, two other clients in the McDonald Sports and Talent Management stable are Ricky Henderson and Matt Rosa. They've been linked to moves away from their current clubs. What can you tell us in that space?
Yeah, there's probably not too much to add with those two at this stage. I know Alex looks after Matty, or I look after Ricky. The names pop up, but I think there's a lot of speculation this time of year. It looks like there's a fair bit happening today, or potentially happening today, but there's also a fair bit that you don't sort of read too much into. I know in Ricky's case, he's contracted for 2015. There was a bit of a swing in a shift in the way things are happening at the moment. He'll be a Crow next year.
And Ned, from your experiences, how are you finding the free agency period? Obviously, in its very early stages, and it's progressing. And I guess we're sort of learning as we go. But how are you finding it, and your clients, and particularly the ones? Are you finding it beneficial for the players?
Yeah, I actually quite like it. It gives the players a bit of freedom, but it's sort of an incidental consequence. It seems to be that the list managers are prioritising even players that aren't free agents, so players that have been there sort of 1 to 7 years. It seems to be that clubs are now prioritising them early and recontracting them early. So there's a little bit more certainty for say, 80% of the list earlier on in the piece. But it is also making clubs hold a few players out until sort of the end of October with whether or not they'll go on with them again. So there are some ups and downs for the players, but most of all, I think it's great that the players get a bit of freedom to work out where they want to play.
So, Ned, as we let you go, and we do appreciate your openness and honesty in regards to keeping us up to speed with Eddie Betts, do you foresee the paperwork being signed tomorrow once the window opens?
Potentially. We'll sit down with Adelaide and nut out the finer points. They're keen to have him, and he's keen to get there, so hopefully we can make that happen.
Once again, Ned, we appreciate your time and look forward to another update very soon on Trade Radio.
No worries. See you guys.